The Daily News is an independent, family and employee-owned newspaper. Under several names, it's been in continuous publication for 101 years. And our guest today is the boss, Lee Rosen, managing editor of the Moscow Pullman Daily News. Lee, welcome, and what's making the front page?
Here in Moscow, we've had several stories about concerns over animated signs, or as they call them, dynamic display signs. We have a stretch of retail, a retail stretch of highway that has two or three of these signs on it now, and the city fathers and the planners are very concerned that suddenly we're going to see a large number of animated signs, very distracting to drivers.
They're like very large TV screens almost.
Right. The concern is that images that will be on there can move and flash and blink and do all sorts of things while you're trying to concentrate on that car ahead of you, or end up not concentrating on that car or the pedestrian in the crosswalk. So the city council has decided to put in an emergency ordinance limiting what these signs can do and how big they can be. There's a 14-foot by 14-foot sign on one of the biggest retailers in town that they put up. It cost them about $150,000. And the day after that went up, the planning commissioners said, "Whoa, what's this?" and went to look at the law, the city ordinances, and said, "Well, there's nothing in there about how to regulate an animated sign."
Interesting. And obviously, as this phenomenon spreads, it'll be an issue for other towns and cities across
our region. I think so. Any town that has a retail strip that they don't see themselves as a mini Las Vegas is going to be concerned about this.
Our guest today has been Lee Rosen, managing editor of the Moscow Pullman Daily News, talking about what's on the front page. I'm John Paxson, Northwest Public Radio.